Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. A baby's mind is a tabula rasa, right? A blank slate waiting to learn what's right and what's wrong, what actions are good and bad. Well, at least that's what we thought. But a new documentary called Babies Born to Be Good, to be broadcast on CBC's The Nature of Things, says that's not necessarily so. Here to explain more about this interesting topic is the writer-director, Eileen Thallenberg. Hi, Eileen.
Hi there.
So tell me, can a baby be good or bad?
A baby can know the difference between right and wrong, between kindness and meanness, between something that's just or unjust.
And is
something
this
something that we're born with?
So they're born with it. Is it universal, all babies, or just certain
universal
babies?
Universal.
And
unless there is some kind of genetic problem in which something goes wrong, but otherwise, universally, that's what we're all born with.
So it's in our genes.
Well, who knows where it resides, but yes, it's in us.
Okay, and is this unique to humans?
I would say so. I would say that it is unique to humans in some ways. I think they're other animals that have a sense of have some kind of consciousness as well, but I haven't really looked into that part.
Okay, and what do you think would be the evolutionary advantage to have babies that understand right and wrong?
Well, I think the evolutionary advantage is that we know what is good and what is bad. First of all, for our own safety and for those around us. There is, I suppose, a great evolutionary advantage to know if something is going to be harmful or something is going to be helpful.
Okay, so according to the studies you look at in your documentary, at what stage does the learned culture, rather the innate, inherited characteristics, set in?
I think once the child starts getting a sense of themselves within, well, let me just say this. I think that what we're born with are the rudimentary roots of this ability. What needs to happen then is that it is a flexible thing that can be enhanced by people around the child, by society, by parents, because we're also very powerful learning machines as humans, right? So what's important is that the society and people around the child then bring forth and enhance those roots that are in us.
So it's a combination of nature and nurture.
Yes.
So, and how early do the scientists look at the babies, the children? At what age is there?
Some of the research has been done with children as early as 3 months. What I was really touched by was not only to see a three-month-old who can barely sit up, I mean, can't sit up and can't reach and can't, is basically like a little potato sack being carried around by the parent, or a child, the person taking care of the child. But as the child is actually actively engaged. They show them a puppet show of a mean and a kind puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And the child is sitting there absolutely absorbed, laughing, smiling. So that was the first thing that was so amazing. And then to see a three-month-old actually choose something that, a puppet that has been helpful as opposed to the puppet that's been mean. It was the most extraordinary thing to see.
So they can show their feelings even before they can voice
before
their feelings.
Before they can do anything. In the film, you can just see this three-month-old just leaning. He can't even reach the puppet, but he's sort of leaning towards this kind puppet. It's really quite sweet.
One interesting part about the documentary, you talk about some work that Kong Lee from the University of Toronto was doing.
Oh, that is wonderful research that he's done. He's been working on the idea of lying. First of all, when do children start lying? And then what is a cross-cultural lie? What is a lie in one culture that's different from another culture? So we showed cross-cultural studies between Canada and China.
So he talks about something called modesty lying. What does that mean?
Modesty lies is something unique to Asian societies. It's when somebody, if you've done something good, let's say cleaned up something or got great marks in school or whatever, somebody asks you whether you've done something kind, you're supposed to say no. Other people can say that you're a wonderful person, but you yourself have to say no.
But by
and it's considered one of those lies that is acceptable in society, in that society. Of course, in our society.
So it's the person responding in a way that she's supposed to respond, and everyone knows what she's saying is not necessarily true, but she's being modest and self-effacing.
Being modest, yes. And he or she, both, we found both boys and girls, it's not only girls.
Right,
modest.
Right. In the film, you're right, yes. There was a boy and a girl, you're right. But is this a universal cultural thing? So everyone in China behaves one way, everyone in Canada behaves another, or is it more a tendency?
I would say, from what Kong is saying, that it is it's a culturally accepted thing in Asian societies.
A culturally accepted norm within China.
Within China, in other Asian societies as well.
East Asian, like China, Korea, Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. It's something completely foreign to us, although we have other kinds of white lies as well. You know, somebody gives you some socks for a present, and you say, oh, thank you very much, they're really nice, right? What you really wanted was, a computer.
and it's because it's people being polite, people being nice, and I think in the same way.
Yeah.
So in China, if someone says, oh, no, it wasn't me. But I noticed in the documentary, I'm sure you just chose certain scenes to convey the experiment that was going on, but in the Chinese one, the person leaves the room before the subject does the good thing, does the cleanup. Whereas
right.
in the Canadian one, she's in the room, isn't she?
No, the researcher is in the room with the child, in the Chinese one. The minute the child comes in and sees the mess on the floor,
she starts picking it up?
She starts picking it up.
Oh, okay.
And in the Canadian one, the child doesn't do that.
Oh, no. In the Canadian one, too, she starts picking it up after the woman says, I wish someone would clean it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about fairness and fair play.
What would you like to know about fairness and fair play?
In your documentary, you talk about how that's a learned characteristic.
Fairness? I think what fairness is, I don't know if it's so much learned. I think fairness comes out, first of all, we want to be fair to the people who are like us, right? That's the first people that we are fair to.
Members of the same team or?
Same team. First it starts off with family, and then it extends to my team and so on. What later has to happen is that it starts bringing in a broader question of what's fair for other people in society as well. And that becomes the learned part, you know. It's very interesting how something that's rooted and can be a double-edged sword, you know, the loyalty, the things that we want to be loyal to our friends and family, but we also want to broaden that to other people as well.
I have another question about the very young children being tested. Was there any worry that putting little kids into psychological testing, if that can imprint ideas into their mind at such a young age?
I don't think it's imprinting. They were showing them puppet shows.
But they're doing it in a way to show right and wrong, right?
They were completely, the shows are neutral, right? Nobody's telling the child that this is bad or good, right? It's just a puppet show that they're watching, and the child makes
the decision of the blue or the green. Or
right.
But by seeing this play, so it doesn't affect them in any way? Or
I wouldn't imagine.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
You can do follow-up studies. It's not a thing where it forces the child to do anything. It's just sort of like... So
it's more like just entertaining the kid.
It's entertainment, and then they make the choice.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you... One of the things that I found really interesting also was the idea that there is a moral law within and that there is the law of society.
Okay. So what you're saying is that right and wrong is inborn into the babies and it's the...
Into us.
Into us.
And that we know the difference than when some law in society comes along and says, okay, it's all right to kill these kinds of people or, you know, to discriminate against those kind of people. something in us knows that it's not right.
Okay. Do you think most of your tests that you show are psychological tests? Is that correct?
They were done in psychology labs, yeah.
So do you think psychologists are the best to show moral character?
I think parents can show it. I think philosophers. But I think what's happened is that we can now have studies that show this. That's the difference.
I mean, so they can do the scientific measurements to prove this?
They can do the objective, what we want to call objective measurements.
So very, very interesting. Thanks a lot, Eileen.
Thank you.
I've been talking to director-writer Eileen Thallenberg about her documentary, Babies Born to Be Good, playing on the nature of things on CBC. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM.